My name is Yusuf. I am from Turkey. This is my story. It was years ago, back to 1997. I graduated from Middle East Technical University, one of the famous universities in my native country. So there were two ways for me. Either stay in my own country with good conditions, everything, just start to work somewhere. But there was another option to me. Go to some hard, difficult country and then to teach some pupils over there. I decided to go to Tajikistan. During that time, there was a war. Even though my family, my father and mother, they didn't want to send me to this country since, as you know, during that time, Turkey was very good, good conditions, everything, no problem. So you are saying to your parents, you will go to a country where there is a civil war. I chose to go to the Tajikistan. Firstly, it was very hard for me, new country, and then start to teach. Everything was new for me. But even though these difficulties, I liked, firstly, for example, I was thinking, let me teach just 6 months and then coming back to Turkey so that I will have a very good life. Then I get used to teach, and then I liked the students, since really the country was not stable during that time. The children and the parents, they were appreciating us a lot, since foreigners, they are escaping from this country, but you came here, you are teaching to our children, but making us very happy. So, for example, we were not going outside too much, since if the police sees you, they say, there's your ID, and then they make some kind of troubles. Usually, I was spending my time at school and at home. Our school was boarding school. Most of the time at night also, I was spending to teach students, to help them with their studies. One day, I went to school. I learned that one of my smart student father died because of some terror attacks. He was a deputy mayor, so it made me very unhappy. It was the second year of my teaching. So even though these things didn't stop me to teach in this country, as a teacher, I had a dedicated, I thought that as a human being, if I do something good for humanity, it makes me happy. There were lots of obstacles for teaching, but I didn't give up. I continued to teach. Years passed, I became one of the famous math teachers of this country. Also, our students, they were getting in national Olympiads and in the international Olympiads, they were gaining many medals, but making me very happy. I was chosen as a deputy leader of mathematics team of this country. Also, what was making me very happy, I had lots of students from different cultures, from different religion backgrounds. It was a very good environment for me to teach over there. It was making me very happy. But one day, around 2013-14, something started to change. Because of some political reasons, our school came at the edge of the closing. So there is one thing we couldn't understand. You are the best school. You are gaining first place in international, say in national Olympiads. And then you have lots of medals in international Olympiads. It made us very unhappy. So what to do? We don't know. So we are asking the government why. So they don't say, just your school maybe will close. Because of the political situations, they decided. 2015, our school closed. All the administration, all the teachers changed. Many, like me, many teachers. So we were in the middle, what to do, we didn't know. Also, new administration, they are saying they are not giving guarantee to work in the new school, just They closed our school, everything they changed. At that year, the new administration of the school, they said, we cannot send these students to International Olympiad. We cannot afford. Students and parents and me, we were very unhappy since this is a very bad situation. Students, they are preparing for Olympiads, International Olympiads. Every year we were, as usual, we were going. These students had a dream for years. Maybe some of them will join first time in International Olympiads in the different countries. It was very sad days for them, for parents, for teachers like me. I started to search to find a support for these students so that they can join to these International Olympiads. Luckily, I collected some money. There was a missing amount. So Minister of Education, they said, promised to give this amount, but at that time they didn't give. One of my friends, luckily, I mean my graduate students, he was selling the ticket. I said to him, okay, if you cannot get this money from the Minister of Education, if they don't give, I will give you the key of my car to you. If you cannot get this money, then okay, sell my car. On that year, I solved this problem like this. Parents, all the students who prepared, who passed for International Olympiads, they succeeded to go to International Olympiads. They gained the medals. For example, two of my students from mathematics in Thailand, they got one bronze and one silver medal. So these students now, they are studying different prestigious universities of the world like USA, Hong Kong, Korea, Japan, UK, Germany. So they are very thankful to me. It was very good for me. Parents very happy, everyone is very happy. So if you do something with the passionate, and then if you don't stop, so you will succeed at the end. This is my story. Thank you very much.